your fun, now you're done. Mama warned me about your game. She don't like you anyway. No more calling me baby. No more loving like crazy. No more chicken and gravy. Ain't gonna have your baby till you take me down.
Take me down.
You better take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. The government this morning reports on unemployment during August.
If you have a job, you're pretty secure. Layoffs are low, historically speaking, but the pace of hiring slowed and landing a job has become a lot harder. Economists surveyed by Dow Jones Newswires and the Wall Street Journal expect to see a gain of 161,000 jobs in August. That's lower than we've seen in many recent months, but it's up from the 114,000 added in July. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Colt Gray to appear by video in court today in the Apalachee, Georgia high school massacre. Investigators say the semi-automatic rifle he's charged with using was a Christmas gift from his father, who was also charged in the massacre. The European climate observer Copernicus reports summer 2024 was the warmest on record for the northern hemisphere, beating the record set just last year by better than 1 degree Fahrenheit. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were lower, October down 16 to 22.84, November down 15 to 22.47, December down 22 to 21.65, January down 15 to 20.45. Cheese markets were steady, barrels at 225, 40-pound blocks at 223, one trade a barrel on the day, cash butter up 1.5 to 316 and a quarter, three trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a quarter to 135 and three quarters, two trades on the day. Dry whey up a quarter to 56 and three quarters, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets and hogs all mostly lower as external pressure continued to loom over the entire livestock complex. On the cattle side, traders were growing tired of waiting for the cash cattle market to trade. Still hasn't traded yet. That led to lower prices in live and feeder cattle markets. Meanwhile, hog markets also moving up, mostly lower cash prices and pork cutout values were lower, along with that external pressure, all pressuring the hog market. October live cattle down $1.97 to $177.25. September feeder cattle down $2.50 to $237.12. October hogs down 87 cents to 80.70. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets mostly lower on the day. Some weather looks to keep the maturity moving forward, along with the harvest to start moving forward. That helping to pressure the markets. Soybeans, though, closed mostly higher late session, short covering. The export wire also showed sales of 189,000 metric tons to unknown destinations, while wheat markets were mostly lower as the markets work to consolidate, with a negative spillover from the corn markets pressuring wheat on the day. New crop 25 corn down a half to 447 and a quarter. New crop 25 beans up 2 and a quarter to 1067 and a quarter. September wheat down 4 and a quarter to 561. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 356, October 356, new crop 361, cash beans 944, October 944, and new crop 955. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 374 and three quarters, October 365 and three quarters, new crop 365 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 363, October at 368. Synergy Co-op Elk Mount, cash corn 355, new crop 355, cash beans at 968, new crop 948. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 361, new crop 361, cash beans 961, new crop 943. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 366, new crop 366, cash beans 965, new crop 961. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 350, new crop 358, cash beans 973, new crop 955. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 170 to 192, Holstein fed cattle 158 to 175, market cows 90 to 128, bulls 126 to 172, calves 310 to 860, beef steers 172 to 445, Holstein steers 150 to 340. Sheep markets, market lambs 190 and down, light lambs 215 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 160 and down, goat markets, does 145 and down, bucks 175 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 183 to 189, finished beef heifers 183 to 189, finished dairy steers 170 to 178, market cows 106 to 124, market bulls 150 to 176.50. Hog markets from Zumbrota, market hogs at 60 to 85, light sows 61 to 65, heavy sows 65 to 67.50, and boars were at 27.50 to 48. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them.
Oh no, they're about to...
Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to feel a little like fall here the next couple of days. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 66 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, we'll drop down to 39. Tomorrow, sunny 67 on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high back to near 75. Hey, if you love weather, check out severestudios.com. Weather stories, radar, live storm chasers at severestudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, you're throwing around a lot of serious accusations. Ain't too hard to tell what you're insane. You think I'm the one who stole her away? And if not for me, she'd still be yours today. We're both men here, so I play games. Why don't we call a spade a spade, man? Tell me the truth, tell me, were you ever there when she needed you, man to man? Look me in the eye, tell me, if you really loved her, why'd you make her cry? Man to man, well, who cheated who? You're the one to blame, tell me it ain't true. Me, I think it's just your wounded pride. What did you really think she was gonna do? She's a real woman, she's a real, not a doormat for you. But it's too late. Why don't we just cut to the chase, man to man? Tell me the truth, tell me, were you ever there when she needed you, man to man? Look me in the eye, tell me, if you really loved her, why'd you make her cry? Man to man, well, who cheated who? You're the one to blame. Tell me it ain't true, man to man. Man to man, tell me the truth, tell me. Were you ever there when she needed you, man to man? Look me in the eye, tell me, if you really loved her, why'd you make her cry?
Crying late one Sunday night outside of Boulder. He said he had to find himself out on the road. I guess when love goes wrong, you gotta learn to be strong. So I worked two jobs and I moved three times. I ended up south of Memphis, working down in Riverside. one hot July morning. His hair was longer, but his eyes were the same old blue. He said, I've missed you for so long. Oh, baby, what can I do?
Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start a ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the home is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 40s to low 50s across the region. Areas of fog, too. Going to be a cool start to the weekend, but it warms up next week. We'll have our ag weather forecast on the way. Also next hour, we'll have our newsmaker segment with Nick Christian, agronomist with Elsevia Co-op. Had a chance to talk with Nick during the Answer Plot event earlier this week. We'll get an update on the crops here in western Wisconsin. That coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. A big corn crop and large stocks means uncertainty for market prices. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
There's a big corn crop coming this fall, but the challenge is a lot of grain left to be sold in bins across rural America. Stephen Nicholson, global sector strategist for grains and oilseeds with Rabobank, says that's not a good combination for farmers hoping for a fall rally in the price of corn.
No, it's not. It's just not good. And this is a supply side story with where we are today. And farmers have been hoping for that fall rally. And I have to say, I don't think that'll happen this year. You may see a little bit if you see the funds come out of their net short positions if they want to take some profits. Keep in mind that rally is going to be well sold. And also keep in mind that a rally is going to be tough because you have so much more stocks on the ground than we've had the last 3 or 4 years. And so the market's going to go, I don't need to buy this just because it's rallying. I'm not worried because there's plenty of stocks. And there's not a shortage. So I think much different situation than we've had the last several years.
There aren't likely many developments that could spark a run to the upside in the next several months.
No, I think you've got to look short-term, medium-term, probably not any major developments that would change the trajectory or at least get prices on the rally side. I think you have to look a little bit down the road. Again, we talked about the fund. What do they do with this net short position? How long do they hold on to it? You could be concerned maybe next winter. If La Nina has some negative impacts in South America, that could rally the market. But again, you have very large stocks. If the market's going to go, oh, okay, so we have a little bit of a problem. We've got plenty of stocks to keep us going. And then the buyers, they're all hand them out. There's no rush to buy or bring demand forward because, again, there's a big stocks low out there going forward.
Weather might be one thing that could spur the corn price in either direction.
Weather is really your biggest enemy right now and your biggest advocate down the road is that the weather gets tough with the La Nina parts of the world that you would see that. I think the other thing that, and unfortunately I hate to say this and I don't want to be too gloomy and doomy, but the things that are on the horizon that could move the corn market are all not necessarily bullish. You think about where we are if the former President Trump gets reelected. He's talked about tariffs. That would not be good for agricultural trade. And there's enough fingers to point on both sides of the aisle. The Biden administration hasn't been very quick to deal with trade issues.
Stephen Nicholson of Rabobank. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier, thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit StraightTalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to feel a little like fall here the next couple of days. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 66 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, we'll drop down to 39. Tomorrow, sunny 67 on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high back to near 75. Hey, if you love weather, check out SevereStudios.com. Weather stories, radar, live storm chasers at SevereStudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Come to know that the world won't change.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Martina McBride and Happy Girl here in the WRDN Morning Farm Reports on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Areas of fog and temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s across the region this morning. Well, I received this email from Sarah over at Farm First Dairy Cooperative. One of their members' children did something pretty darn special during the Clark County Fair in August. Now, Anna Cahart, she was also a scholarship recipient with Farm First, had the Grand Champion Dairy Market Steer. And congratulations to Anna on that. Now, on Saturday, August 10th, the morning of the livestock sale, another member of the Clark County Agriculture Community, Jeremy and Bethany Oberholzer, had a barn fire, destroying the milking barn and milk house. Well, of course, later on that evening is the livestock auction. And Anna was really, really upset about the barn fire and how it was adversely affecting the Oberholzer family. Well, it's time for Anna's Grand Champion Dairy Steer, the final spot in the auction. And that was where Anna told the auctioneer, please tell everybody that everything from the sale of this animal is going to be donated to the Oberholzer family to help with expenses from the fire and rebuild their dairy. How great is that? Anna's steer, purchased by Lynn Dairy in Granton at $15.75 a pound, and it raised over $22,000 for their Oberholzer family. Anna, congratulations on your Grand Champion steer. And I'll tell you what, that's what 4-H and FFA kids just do. Congratulations, Anna, on that. I've reached back out to Sarah from Farm First Dairy Cooperative. We're going to try and get an interview with Anna, talk a little bit more about this. But there you go. For, you know what, every time we think, ugh, kids these days don't care, it's people like Anna, kids like Anna, that say, you know what, that $22,000, which for her could potentially be life-changing and help pay for college and the whole bit, she gives $22,000 to a family in need. Wow. Congratulations, Anna. That two thumbs up to you. But hopefully we'll have a chance to talk with Anna here in a future edition of the Morning Farm Report. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by ADM Regenerations. You can learn more at admregenerations.com. The University of Missouri announced last week that their researchers have developed the first ever vaccine for bovine anaplasmosis, a tick-borne disease that costs the cattle industry hundreds of millions of dollars per year. I'll have the details when we come back.
If you've been on the fence about adding cover crops in your farm management plan, now may be the time to take the leap. ADM offers incentives that reward you for conservation practices. Some state incentives pay over $35 an acre, and those dollars can help offset costs related to planting crops. Plus, you gain agronomic rewards, such as healthier soils, reduced erosion, and better soil moisture holding capacity. And there are no long-term commitments. It's time to get off the fence. Learn all about your state's incentives at ADMRegenerations.com.
The startup of another day. Caring for the land to make sure it's passed down for generations. Regenerative ag practices help build healthy soil, reduce erosion, and hold moisture. Now ADM will reward you for implementing cover crops and other conservation practices with incentives that could pay over $35 an acre. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. Visit ADMRegenerations.com to learn more.
Researchers at the University of Missouri have made a groundbreaking advance for the cattle industry, the development of the first ever vaccine for bovine anaplasmosis. This tick-borne disease, which affects red blood cells, annually costs the U.S. cattle industry hundreds of millions of dollars and nearly $1 billion globally. The financial strain comes from reduced cattle production, high treatment costs, and livestock deaths. Dr. Roman Ganta, a McKee Endowed Professor at Mizzou's College of Veterinary Medicine and a leader in the research, spearheaded the creation of the vaccine. By genetically modifying the pathogen Anaplasma marginale in the lab, Ganta and his team have crafted a vaccine that offers protection to cattle. The modified pathogen, which had a specific gene deleted, was injected into cattle, resulting in the successful immunization against anaplasmosis. Dr. Ganta, who has dedicated over 30 years to researching vector-borne diseases and molecular genetics, expressed enthusiasm about the vaccine's potential. He says currently there's no effective, widely available vaccine for this disease, leaving farmers worried about their herds. The new vaccine provides immunity for at least a month, though further research will determine the duration of its effectiveness. The disease's impact on the beef industry is profound, with losses stemming both from direct treatment costs and the broader effects on cattle health and productivity. Historically, farmers have relied on antibiotics like chlortetracycline, discovered at Mizzou's Sanborn Field in 1945. While this treatment has helped, it doesn't fully eradicate the infection. Mizzou's research in tick-borne diseases has been pivotal, especially in the humid Midwest, where incidence of these diseases has risen in recent years. A 2021 study by the university highlighted the increased severity and prevalence of tick-borne diseases in Missouri and neighboring states, underscoring the importance of effective vaccines and treatments. I'll be back with more after this.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The new vaccine for bovine anaplasmosis from the University of Missouri offers hope for healthier cattle and could boost farmers' bottom lines by reducing disease-related losses. As the research and testing move forward, no doubt many in the industry will be watching for details on the vaccine's effectiveness. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by ADM Regenerations. Learn how to get paid for adopting new or continuing current regenerative practices by visiting ADMRegenerations.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Sir, if you don't mind, I'd rather be alone. From the moment I walked in tonight, you've been coming on. If I told you once, I've told I'm just here to unwind. I'm not interested in romance or what you have in mind. What part of no don't you understand? To put it plain and simple, I'm not into one night stands. I'll be glad.
seen a miracle before. I thought you were sent from heaven's door, but you knew all along you wouldn't stay. You left me here to drown in this heartache. I fell in the water that you walked on home, up to my heart in misery. I can't believe you're gone. I thought you could do no wrong, till I fell in the water that you walked on. I just had to get close enough to touch. Once I did, I couldn't get enough. But you're nowhere near what you appear to be. Now I see the truth, but I'm in too deep. Well, I fell in the water that you walked on home, up to my heart in misery. I thought you could do no wrong, till I fell in the water that you walked on. Well, I fell in the water that you walked on. You walked on.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Sometimes you're a fool in love. Sometimes you're the Louisville
Sometimes it all comes together, babe. Sometimes you're just a fool in love.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. A Clark County 4-H FFA exhibitor has made a big donation to a family in need. Anna K. Hartz had the Grand Champion Dairy Market Steer at the 2024 Clark County Fair on Saturday, August 10th, the morning of the animal market sale. A member of the Clark County agricultural community, Jeremy and Bethany Oberholzer, experienced a tragedy, a barn fire, destroying the milking barn and milk house. When it came time to sell Anna's Grand Champion Dairy Steer, the final lot of the auction, the auctioneer made an announcement that Anna had decided that all of the proceeds from the sale of her animal would be donated to the Oberholzer family to help with expenses from the fire and rebuilding the dairy facilities. Anna's 1,408-pound steer was purchased by Lynn Derry of Granton for $1,575 a pound, raising over $22,000 for the Oberholzer family. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced more than $7.3 billion in financing for rural electric cooperatives to build clean energy for rural communities through the Empowering Rural America program. Speaking in Westby, Vilsack said the 16 initiatives announced Thursday would leverage private investments of more than $29 billion to build more than 10 gigawatts of clean energy for rural communities across the country. He added the program would collectively reduce and avoid at least 43.7 million tons of greenhouse gases annually. Under the Biden-Harris administration, we're supporting a more prosperous future for rural communities by speeding up the transition to clean energy, while at the same time keeping monthly bills low and investing in the American workforce with new jobs and apprenticeships, said Vilsack. He went on to say 1 in 5 rural Americans will benefit from the clean energy investments, thanks to partnerships with rural electric cooperatives like Dairyland Electric Cooperative. He said, put simply, this is rural power for rural America. South Dakota-based animal health vaccine manufacturer Metagene says it's received approval from the Department of Agriculture to commence testing of a vaccine for H5N1 in cattle. This is great news for us, for the CVB, and more importantly, the dairy industry, said Metagene Chief Operating Officer Tom Helber. Our technology is founded on being able to respond to disease challenges faster. Our protocol satisfies the state's requirements, and we're looking forward to doing our part in supporting both the necessary regulatory policies and the needs of the dairy industry. Secretary Vilsack announced last week that testing for high path avian influenza, or H5N1, in cattle had been approved. Vilsack says the field trials would be done in hopes of moving forward for safe and effective use of the vaccine. Progressive Farmer reports the CVB notice allows for vaccine studies to be conducted outside of containment facilities and has the potential to accelerate agency licensure of an H5N1 vaccine for dairy cows. Some agriculture leaders are expressing dismay over delays in getting a new federal farm bill passed. We need a proper farm bill, said Kurt Coffey, the Case IH vice president for North America. We need to work beyond an extension and get a farm bill. But that's beginning to seem unlikely as they're only about 60 days before the national election and the current one-year farm bill extension expires at the end of this month. Paul Niefer, known as the Farm CPA, tells AgWeb he also strongly supports American agriculture getting the certainty that a new farm bill would provide. Niefer says the agriculture economy is seemingly in a recession, and without an updated farm bill, farmers may struggle even more, with net farm income expected to be substantially lower in 2025. A recent Farm Journal poll of agriculture economists revealed only 19% expect a new farm bill to get across the finish line in 2024. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to feel a little like fall here the next couple of days. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 66 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, we'll drop down to 39. Tomorrow, sunny 67 on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high back to near 75. Hey, if you love weather, check out severestudios.com. Weather stories, radar, live storm chasers at severestudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, say, the sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Well, it was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Like an old photograph, time can make a feeling fade, but the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said a heart don't forget something like that. Oh, not something like that.
Going out of my mind these days, like I'm walking around in a haze. I can't think straight, I can't concentrate, and I need a shave. I go to work and I look tired. The boss man says, son, you're gonna get fired. This ain't your style. And behind my coffee cup, I just smile.
What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough, can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful, what a beautiful mess I'm in. This morning put salt in my coffee, I put my shoes on the wrong feet. I'm losing my mind, I swear. It might be the death of me, but I don't care. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough, can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in.